present the most lovable, genuine family on the air, the Goldbergs, brought to you daily except Saturdays and Sundays, this time, this station. But first, I'd like to talk just a minute to those of you who still scrub and boil your soap. I'd like to ask, why do you still scrub and boil? Is it because you're afraid soaps that soak dirt loose, that wash without scrubbing and boiling, in other words, are hard on colors and on hands? If that's the reason, and there's no denying it's been a mighty good reason in the past, here's news. Oxydol, the no-scrub, no-boil laundry soap made by Procter & Gamble, is safe for every washable color and fabric. It's a soaking soap and an efficient one. Yes, so efficient, in fact, that after 15 minutes soaking, even the dirtiest spots come clean with a few quick runs. But the big point is, with this extraordinary soaking efficiency, Oxydol combines safety. If that's hard to believe, if perhaps you've had unfortunate experiences with old-style soaking soaps, let me explain what Oxydol is and you'll understand. To begin with, it's an improved soaking soap, surprisingly new and different. A new formula is used in making it, a formula that takes mild, gentle soap and makes it so efficient you needn't scrub or boil at all, yet keeps it safe. That's been proved by dozens of tests. For instance, delicate cotton prints of every shade were washed in Oxydol 100 consecutive times. Far more tubbings than the average print gets. Yet, there was no perceptible sign of fading. And that, you'll admit, is about as convincing a test of safety as you could possibly ask for. I might add also that Good Housekeeping Institute put Oxydol to further tests for safety and gave it their official seal of approval. So why continue to scrub and boil now that there's a soap that safely soaks dirt loose? Remember, too, that Oxydol safety for colors means safety for your hands. You'll never get that rough red washtub look from using Oxydol. Plan to use it Monday. Don't scrub, don't boil, and when you're through, get a real thrill from your wash. Every piece a sparkling snowy white, or as bright and clear in color as before it was washed. Now, ready for the Goldbergs. When the Goldbergs learned Joyce, their bewildering and uninvited young visitor from nowhere, had been writing letters to a senator in Washington, they agreed the girl must be the senator's daughter, that the mystery of her past was finally solved. So yesterday, when young Sammy Goldberg was caught in a lie as a result of his interest in Joyce, Jake at once instructed Molly to write the senator, telling him to call for his daughter. But did she write? Here are Molly and Jake now. Sammy and Joyce and Rosalie, an unwelcome third, we're afraid, are out on a hayride.
Why don't you go to bed, Jake, dear? You're snoozing off.
I'm not snoozing. I'll wait till they come back. How long do hayrides last?
Children didn't start out too late.
Now don't make no excuses. I said no hayrides.
All right. So if I said yes, so what?
Because, Molly, this must be nibbled in the bud. If you don't see what I see, then you should begin to use your eyes. All right. I'm glad you wrote to her father last night. And no doubt this will all soon come to a close. And the sooner the better. Did you put a special delivery stamp on the letter?
Special delivery? Yes. No.
Why?
Because, I will, Jake.
You will? What do you mean you will?
I mean, I will when I mail it.
You mean that you didn't mail it yet?
No, I...
You what? You're starting again, Molly, huh?
I'm not starting, Jake, darling. I'm not starting.
Where is the letter?
I have it.
Let me see it.
Why not? Why shouldn't I let you see it? Why not? Put it here. Why shouldn't I let you see it? Why not?
If you weren't going to mail it, why did you write it?
Who said I wasn't going to mail the letter? See it, Jake, please.
Get my spec.
I'll read it.
But every syllable I want to hear.
Why not?
If you don't know your own song, I do. There's too much mystery, too much romance, too much beauty surrounding this girl. I know your song because I know myself.
All right, all right. So you want to listen?
To every voice.
Well, the salutation I started, let me see it. See the lamp. To your honor, Senator.
That's correct.
And, Jake, then I put, dear Mr. Brandon.
Correct. See, Molly, you see? Environment isn't everything. You see, A girl brought up with no doubt a golden spoon in her mouth. The daughter of a senator. And still?
Still what, Jake?
To leave her home. To knock around to...
You want to listen, baby?
What then am I waiting for?
Your dear Anna.
That I heard already.
Yes. Dear Mr. Brandon, about 2 weeks ago, your daughter Joyce was found in my barn in the hayloft. Hayloft. I made a clue. I would have let you know sooner, but up till yesterday, we did not know who or what or from where she was. The reason being that your daughter spoke very little.
Correct.
Very little, yeah. What have I got here? What have I got?
Can't read your own writing?
Do I? Can't have it 1 minute. Oh. Only accidentally did we learn that you are her father. And we are hastening to tell you where your daughter is. And we would appreciate it if you would forget and forgive her, no matter what it was that caused the unfriendliness. After all, in life...
Without philosophizing, Molly. Leave out the Shakespeare.
Should I scratch it out?
Don't scratch. Leave it. How will it look? Go on.
All right. After all, Mr. Brandon, your child is a wonderful child. In the little time she has been here with us, we have learned to love her.
You, not me. Maybe your son, who is out hayriding with her.
Should I say that?
Go on.
In the short time that we have known her, that she has been here, we have learned to love her. We have learned to love her very much.
Go over there, will you? Why don't you sit here? Go over and ask Mike's cousin to sing something, and you drive the team while he sings.
Well, if you want to get rid of me, why don't you say so? Do you want my coat, George?
No, thank you.
Well, Rosie?
All right, I'm going. Wait a minute. Oh,
want my coat?
No. It's standing. The moon makes the fields look like they were covered with milk.
Yeah. Filled all over.
Sammy, where are we going?
I don't know. Somewhere, I guess. What's the difference?
Oh, darling. What's the difference? As long as I'm with you, Sammy. Sammy, darling, I love being with you. I'm so happy when I'm with you. Maybe it's because I'm not afraid when I'm with you.
Maybe it's because I'm happy when I'm with you.
Are you, Sammy?
Yes.
Comfortable.
I can't talk. You talk to me.
I can't. I can't either.
George,
from you?
I have that,
sir. Did you sign it?
Yes.
Well, give it to me.
I'll mail it in the morning, sir.
I'll mail it. And then I'll be sure it's mailed.
So Jake's going to mail the letter personally. Well, that won't mean the end of this affair by any means. For what Jake doesn't know is that his letter will result in more excitement, more complications than he bargained for. Be sure to tune in Monday to hear what they are. And in the meantime, why not make up your mind to try Oxydol way of washing, of merely soaking the clothes instead of scrubbing and boiling them. If you hesitate because you don't believe the result will be what you want, if you think the clothes won't come white enough, remember one trial will tell the story. So make the test Monday. Soak your clothes in Oxydol's rich, active suds just 15 minutes. Then examine every piece as carefully as you wish. And if you're not satisfied with the result, if you don't find your wash as beautifully white as you've always wanted it, take back the unused Oxydol to your dealer. He'll give you your money back in full. There'll be no argument. Your decision on the matter will be final. We make this offer because we know Oxydol is its own best advertising. That if we can get you to try it just once, the results will speak for themselves. So pick up a box of Oxydol today. The name is spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L. It's the box with the orange and blue circles. Be sure to use it Monday. And don't fail to hear the Goldbergs Monday. The effect of the letter Jake sends to the senator is something you can't afford to miss. Until Monday, this same time, same station, this is Ray Saunders wishing you a pleasant weekend for the makers of Oxydol.